Welcome back to the podcast. It's me, Jason. I'm here with Mandy. I'm here with Adrian. And today, before we start, I want to say one thing. I want you to write it down. Think about it as we go through all these things. But it's called unfalsifiable theories or statements. And it's where you get in a talk or dialogue with a person and their thought process and theories and dialogue is unfalsifiable. They're always right. They'll never be wrong. So with that said, and that in mind, let's get into conspiracy theory.
I want to share my favorite new word. Since you have decided a favorite new to word. Share your favorite new word.
No, that was not my favorite new word.
Yeah, you've been talking about this word ever since you heard it, and you were obsessed.
I agree, but I wanted to preface the start of this rabbit hole we were about to deep dive in and let them understand that it's unfalsifiable. It is going to be fact to some people, no matter what you say to them.
And it gets explained further.
Sure, of course. We've got plenty of time to go through all this.
Statement. You're like, okay, what really does this tie into?
Well,
as we go, my awful pairing of words that I have found, it's called predictive programming.
Predictive programming. All right.
That's when the government implants things that they're going to do in the future into the media so they can groom the people into being chill when it comes out, you know, like Stranger Things and horrifying demons. Because if you put it in media, when the horrifying demons happen, it will make it significantly less scary, right?
Right. That is truth. That is exactly how psychology works.
That's it. That's all I'll say on that one.
I obviously say tippity top.
Oof.
That's all I'm going to say.
And with that, if you haven't figured it out by now, we are talking QAnon.
I'm in so much right now.
All the white rabbit chasing down into Wonderland that we will go.
Oh, man. And in this, we will hit on QAnon and Q and who they are. Is it one person? Is it a bunch of people? Honestly, that is a conspiracy within itself. Nobody really knows. Nothing's been said or proven. So,
if you look
we're
into,
not going to get into that.
If you look into the QAnon faction of people, they're divided amongst themselves on specific extreme views.
Or a group or whatever.
Well, no, even their theories.
Yeah.
Even their theories and what they believe in, conspiracy wise, are divided. So they're not even one conglomerate that's all together.
Well, I'm just saying there's a lot of stuff out there that with documentaries and stuff like that, that people will try to figure out who Q is.
Oh, sure.
And
yeah.
Nobody,
I'm not disagreeing.
While they are good to watch, nothing gets figured out. It still leaves you hanging just like before you watched it.
Because
you can't figure it out.
Well, and the entire concept of Q itself is rumored to be a psy-off, my other favorite word, which I've known for forever and just now fucking figured out it stands for psychological operation.
Yes.
So they leave bits and pieces for the alt-right to find, to dig their own rabbit holes and make their own conclusions.
Is it actually ran by a group? Conspiracy theories people? Is it ran by a group that's throwing these weird, wild, wacky conspiracies out there to see who believes them? Or is it thrown out there by the government itself to create this? So
my conspiracy theory is that QAnon is conspiracy theory.
Right?
So QAnon, just to lay it out, there's clearly an American far-right political conspiracy theorist group. So this all started with a anonymous post by quote unquote Q that a cable of satanic, cannibalistic pedophiles operate a global sex trafficking ring that was against the orange toad Donald Trump during his term of office. And this started that whole shooting at that pizzeria.
And killed an innocent person.
And shot an innocent building.
What the worst part about QAnon is?
Besides their crazy extremist beliefs that ghosts are going to come back and denote a world leader?
Worse than that.
Worse than that.
They're not even an original idea.
Well, no, there's no originality in America.
So they get almost everything that they know from an old racist book meant to essentially slander Jewish people.
Written by who?
Oh, I don't know who it was written by.
Who's the group that really followed that?
They don't really have a name, but the book is called The Protocols of the Elders of Zion.
And that is a reference to Nazis, right?
Yes. So it was a book that that said that the Jewish people run everything in a secret underground society of satanic cult members.
Jewish people are satanic cult members, and they control the money in the banks.
Yeah. You know, like Hillary Clinton.
But is Hillary Clinton Jewish?
No, but Hillary Clinton is a lizard person.
Ah, you stole my punchline.
So there's in with that. They think that Hillary Clinton and a group of others, like celebrities and
high people, rich power up people,
right? Are lizards or whatever, but they
satanic pedophiles.
They sacrifice children
to drink their blood
because if they get the blood of someone, specifically children that are scared and it has adrenaline in it, then that gets a more high
adrenochrome.
Adrenochrome.
It has nothing to do with that.
Nothing. Science has proven that adrenochrome is not produced in any aged person in any kind of state of adrenaline or fear. Bunch of fucking morons.
Don't you tell those chemists are in QAnon what they should do.
Listen.
But that is constantly referred to.
No, it is. That's the problem.
In the group. And it's like, does no one do... And that's the thing. They don't do research. They only go to research sites that back up what they believe. They don't go to actual research places.
Because the government's lying. Why would you trust the book?
They don't go to research sites at all because there's no research that validates their claims. It's all made up BS. And we're trying to speak logically to people that actually believe JFK Jr. was coming back from the dead in the Daily Plaza in Dallas, Texas, with his old man, Kennedy Sr., to reanoint Donald Trump as the world leader, not to be the world leader,
hurts my brain so much.
But to step down and make Kennedy Jr. the world leader as Donald Trump goes into a secret underground lair to train special ninja operatives in the dark in order to fight the deep state lizard people in center Earth. But they know what they're talking about.
I can't believe you kept all of that in your brain.
When it did not happen on falsifiable theories, they just said, well, security must not have been tight enough, so they had to hold on. Are you fucking serious? It's not that they're fucking ghosts or anything. But security wasn't tight enough, and they were afraid that the ghost would die again?
No, the ghosts, they're not dead.
They're not dead.
They don't believe that they actually die.
Yeah.
So that they, is, yes,
they,
true.
They didn't want, the security was too tight, and they didn't want to have security kill them,
that is
so they
right.
went back underground.
So they're all, they all faked their deaths, along with Elvis.
Yeah.
Along with Tupac.
No. So, you know how they think that the lizard people in the center of the earth are going to come up and, like, take over? Well, that's where JFK went to go hide. This is the real conspiracy theory. They're part of it. Duh. Yes,
that's right.
How else do you think they'd be able to keep such a low profile?
My question is,
you're on the wrong side, guys.
My question is, Trump is a Republican, right? As a Republican, Kennedys are Democrat.
Don't worry.
But they're
about
old
that.
School Democrats, so they're still a little racist.
Don't worry about that.
So that's what I can't get my head around. Like,
you're focused
you're
on the
back
wrong
to
thing.
A, but you're going to hand Trump's handing over the presidency to a Democrat.
You're focused on the wrong thing. Listen, they fake their deaths. That's what you need to be focused on. And they will come back and anoint the orange toad as the world leader. Will happen.
No.
Yes.
Because the world, he's going to turn around and he's going to give it to Kennedy Jr.
Yes, clearly, because that's the plan. That's the scripture. That's what we all
so
know will
happen.
So
here's the real question. Here's the real question. Where's Bobby?
No, don't worry about Bobby.
Bobby was just as important as Kennedy.
Did Bobby fake his own death?
I don't know.
Exactly. You have to fake your own death in order to be important in this conspiracy theory.
But he was. He was running to be the next president. He was going to be the next president because he served with his brother. Bobby Kennedy or Robert Kennedy is Kennedy's brother.
Oh.
That's who he is.
Yeah, but no, didn't fake his own death, so he's out. You must have had such forethought into what was coming in the future that you're going to fake your own death and hide away for decades.
They were warned by the lizard people.
They knew what was happening. They knew what was happening.
So, okay. So, another part of this is they came out and they were like, okay, we're going to get Trump to say a specific key phrase to prove that he knows about this and he's on our side and with us. And that phrase is tippity-top. And then around one of the holidays, Trump was giving a press interview and he used the words tip-top, we say tippity-top, shake. And so they go flip out and go, oh my God, it's true. Q is true. But what they seem to have not realized is Trump used that phrase a lot. So it wasn't a phrase that he rarely used or never used. He used it a lot to explain other things. So,
oh, I didn't know, but.
What? Right, some of the people in the conspiracy group saw that, put two and two together, and were like, that doesn't really prove anything to me. I mean, he uses that phrase all the time. Others who want to overlook that were like, oh no, he said that phrase specifically at this time when we asked him to, so he is in on it. And it's like, I don't know if he could be that smart to be in on something like that and not say anything. Like, I don't think this man can keep a secret. So.
No, I don't know. It's tough because there was at a point in time where Trump did start to follow some of those tweets and stuff. So it could have been.
You gotta think like him,
along.
Though.
I mean, yeah, he knows publicity.
He played into the Proud Boys thing. He played into it.
It's so
am
horrible,
I saying he's
though.
Good as he picked? No, but he is a con man, And what do con men do? They pick up on things and they push it and they are like, okay. And that's a huge group to get on your side to win a presidency.
True. Yeah. So,
I mean,
Okay, so imagine this. Wouldn't it be crazy if there were, you know, bodies of people that understood human psychology and knew how to, you know, maybe parts of the government even that knew how to rally up people and use their hatred against other people to manipulate them.
Don't come at me with that logic. They don't exist. What are you talking about?
Manipulate them into thinking a certain way to have a little more control.
No. Why would they do that?
No.
Why would they do that? Okay. I don't understand. Why would they do that?
Sure.
Other things, though, they will do.
Yeah. For certain.
why incite a riot?
I understand
right
now. I'm not pulling the puppet strings of hateful anti-Semites or anything. No.
No, never. Why would we do such a thing in America?
So this goes into, so that was my tippy top comment earlier. So into yours and where you're going with this, I do know some people who have said in conversation that they think that like the Hunger Games is going to be real eventually. When there's going to be, they were setting up camps underground under Walmart, or you know, if they saw a convoy going, you know, driving down the road, they're like, oh, they're taking supplies to this base because people are going to be forced to live in the, you know, concentration camps and stuff like that. And Walmart was behind a lot of it, and Walmart and the government. And I'm like, unless they're looking for a deal on something, I don't know how these two play together. But completely believe that we were going to be set up in what was in the Hunger Games, like districts or whatever, and they were going to put people in a game like that, so rich people could watch, and it would they could control the poor people, and
rich people already do that,
right?
Rich people already watch the lives of poor people and play with them. Why do people think that they would need us to do any exercise for their entertainment? They're not doing that. They're just watching us die slowly.
Right?
Duh.
and poison us with, you know, vaccines.
I was being serious, but I like your snark.
So that plays into they show us these movies and these shows that
predictive programming
like that.
What?
So to get us prepared for, so it desensitizes us to where it's no big deal when it happens.
It feels yucky, and that's literally never the case, not even in fiction.
It clearly happens all the time.
It almost feels like, say I am someone on the alt-right and I believe predictive programming is a real thing. It almost also feels like I can use this term to discredit any representation in the media. Like, how dare they put people in color in the media? Is this how our normal life is going to be in the future? Like, it feels like it comes from that ideology, and it's kind of gross.
But with that, people just don't see it. And they use it to pit people together. Like, I remember a time where mass shootings weren't, you know, heavily reported on, or I don't want to say didn't happen because they do, but
they just weren't as common,
or even like shootings, like police brutalities or police shootings weren't as common or as reported on, but because they want people to react a certain way, or certain group to react a certain way, they focus on only reporting a certain type of content to rile people up.
Oh,
and it's not that this wasn't happening or hasn't been happening. It's just that the media isn't focused on everything. They're focused on that specific thing to coerce and drive people a certain way.
Hatred is such a unpredictable and polarizing feeling that all of us, every single one of us are guilty of.
Right, but where I'm going with this is, in one of the documentaries we watched, people doing the documentary asked one of the cube theorists, conspiracy theory people, do you think that if they said now's the time to attack the left now, that they would just pick up all the weapons and go and just attack the left? And he actually said, no, I wouldn't go attack. I would actually protect, because we are actually there to protect. And it's like, when I see this and hear this about Q and all that, I don't see people protecting people from the left or anyone else at that matter.
Yeah.
I see a lot of people going and attacking. The Pizzagate person went and attacked someone.
Yeah. Well,
you had someone attack a church or attack a mosque because someone suggested
the entire
or whatever,
Kyle
and they
Rittenhouse
went.
Case
exactly.
is because of some polarizing political
exactly.
bullshit.
So I don't
like,
see this
ooh,
as
a
right, I don't see this as a non-violent conspiracy theory group.
Oh, it's absolutely
violent. Yeah,
oh, because it only takes one or two people.
Exactly.
I mean, this is like the whole Alex Jones and Sandy Hook shooting nonsense, where they believed to their core that it wasn't real and went so far into it to go and harass parents at the child's gravesite about it.
Oh,
these people are fucking morons.
That's
and update. Whoever doesn't know, Alex Jones' defamation case actually went through, so his ass is gonna be paying some money to those people. So good for them.
Good.
And fuck Alex Jones. Besides the point, their whole mindset and gullibility, just how easy it is to manipulate large groups of people. And then with the culture that is set in America, that we want to be part of blank and
what,
don't want to be different from such a thing.
What is my favorite quote from any movie ever? And it's from Men in Black, and it's, a person is smart, intelligent, logical. People are not. People are
really stupid.
Yeah, exactly.
But
and
also,
that's a direct
exactly
quote. But yeah, but
I'm
completely paraphrasing. But that's the whole point of it. Is a person is usually logical, smart, and
but that's what
groups of people
perplexes me about all of it is that these people have been sat down and interviewed and they are so far into just their own head and their own bullshit that when confronted and people trying to understand, they can't give anything in return, but they believe it so wholeheartedly. Like, there's no logic there,
no,
but these people are convinced.
What's the one thing these documentaries and these things on YouTube that we've been watching on this? They ask, okay, can you give me any kind of, you say you have
any
all
evidence.
This proof and evidence.
And it's always proof that's going to come later.
Yeah, what can you show me or give me? And it's, I don't have it with me.
What?
I don't have it right now. It's coming out, believe me. And it's like, okay, you want us to go on blind faith here that you're telling the truth.
Of
and
course.
I can't do that.
We go off of blind faith by politicians all the time.
And they always turn around. The ones that get elected always turn around and what they lie.
But this makes me wonder how many of the people that are participating in this, how many of them are gullible and how many of them are just so hateful that they're willing to play the part of the idiots to make sure certain creeds of people don't get to be equal.
Well, it's that, and it's I want to be on this side because when this side loses her shit and attacks. I think I'll be safer over here, so I don't get attacked, so I'm going to stay with them.
Man, that's a familiar story in history that I'm not going to compare this to, even though everyone on quote unquote that side wants to compare it to that.
What? I don't know what you're talking about.
I won't say it. I'm better than that.
No, I won't say it either. It's just that real tiny black mustache that straight up stand and hold your arm.
Imagine having seen this in history before and watching it repeat itself, but also the other side is claiming that's what's happening over here. And I'm just,
isn't it funny how almost all of it is hidden behind protect the children? And you know what? We haven't seen anyone protect the children.
Absolutely not. And, you know, and it's because protect the children, because, you know, there are billions of adults out there that can fucking speak for themselves and say nothing's fucking going on. What the fuck's your problem? It has to be fantasy.
Is there a mass child pedophile ring? Absolutely. But go after that. Don't go after fucking Pizzagate.
Oh, yeah. Trafficking in real.
Exactly.
No. Why would we want
to
do that?
And to throw in my own conspiracy.
Well, that's what I was trying to get to.
The reason they're not doing that is that half the people that are within this QAnon bullshit, a lot of the rich people that they like are pedophiles.
Nuh-uh. There's no proof. I have proof. I'll show you later.
But they don't want to acknowledge that the people they're following are also pedophiles.
Oh yeah.
My god.
Like Tom Hanks is a big one. Huge pedophile.
Oh,
pedophile. Went to Epstein's Island. Pedophile.
What was that gross comment that Trump made about his own daughter?
Right.
I don't remember.
Something about her being sexy or something.
Well, no. Who was friends with Epstein for so long?
What, Trump?
All their parties and fundraisers. And everything.
Those pictures were photographed.
And no idea what this man did for
Photoshopped.
But yeah, so getting into the celebrity in movies and stuff. What are some of the other movies that are preparing us for this so-called New World Order?
That's the only one I've heard of. I really don't want to hear of anymore. I don't want any other person from QAnon or the right telling me that XYZ thing is predictive programming. Is it Stranger Things? Yes. I mentioned the Stranger Things one.
It's going to that. So Stranger Things is supposedly real. It figures in. In other dimensions, underground Russian thing, control,
occulty, witchy things, demons,
exactly.
And shit.
Monsters, alien, you know, you got these lizard alien people, monsters coming out trying to kill everybody.
I find it so hard to imagine. Okay, so fun fact before I get into a bit. So before we knew what adrenochrome was, there was another name for this that they're describing, the satanic, you know, sacrifice of children to rich people for eternal youth. And it's called a blood libel or libel. I'm not sure which, but it's a Nazi ideology that blamed the Jewish people Jewish people kill Christian babies and drink their blood.
So let me get this straight. In this theory they have here, because they are following a book that the Nazis followed to blame everything to Jews.
They don't even realize
this conspiracy alt-right thing is following what the Nazis kind of, you know, ideology and everything, and then I don't mean to compare, but you're kind of treating the liberals as a modern day Jesus back then.
Because if they say
different.
We can call them out for being fucking Nazis.
Right. So the only thing I can get from this is the alt-right want to put the left or the not alt-right people. Any, it doesn't matter if you're right-leaning, if you're right, if you're middle of the road, or you're left, or you're far left. The alt-right wants you to end up in concentration camps because you're not far enough right and leave them.
But
basically,
no, isn't it the left that wants to put people in prisons since they're turning the script on people?
But aren't the left the ones going to prison?
They're using that logic. If I accuse you of doing something, you don't see me doing the thing, right?
Yeah.
Well, right. That's politics in general, right?
Yeah.
When a Republican is president, they blow and spend a ton of money. And Democrats complain about how much money is being spent. Now you have a Democratic president currently spending money. And look at all the Republicans throwing hissy fits about the amount of money being spent. They're all fucking hypocrites. And it's all used to keep the sheeples in line.
I just to open a whole floodgate.
Oh no.
Flood it out.
Hey, honey.
Hey.
Who's your favoriteest politician?
Ted Cruz.
Why?
Stop.
Because I
you bully Ted Cruz on Twitter.
I am talkative with Ted Cruz on Twitter.
Because he says a lot of things that you find talk worthy.
I call him out on his hypocritical bullshit.
Like, say, flying to Cancun, somewhere warm.
Cancun during the winter Texas apocalypse in Texas. I mean, you know, to each their own, but he wished us well.
We all need one politician in our lives that we like to bully.
Sorry, it was just too funny to pass up when he said that.
But
you're right. If you get a Republican in there, then you have conspiracy theorists from the left. If you get a Democrat in there, you get conspiracy theorists from the right.
To a lot of conspiracy theorists' credit, the media is absolutely 100% there to polarize you.
That's what they fucking were created to do.
That is all they are.
Like I was saying a while ago, it's not that it didn't happen. The reason you're seeing it more is because that's what they're focused on.
And the hypocrisy of it all, like, I just, do people on the right really think that just because there's a Democratic president in office, I am not looking for the shitty things that this person is trying to do?
Nope.
And also being mad about that?
Nope.
It just happens that Trump is the most outrageous president I have got to witness with my adult eyes. Definitely. And when the next one comes that is just as fucking insane, I will still be
there. Doesn't matter if it's Republican or Democrat.
No.
Thank you.
No.
So, listen, I'm still stuck on Tankers. Here's the hypocrisy. Listen, here's the hypocrisy. This Ted Cruz has been fucking vomiting all about on Twitter with the border crisis this, border crisis that. So it's funny. So Bill Clinton started ICE and started locking down the border way back when, right? And then Bush, same thing, right? And so reverse sides, everybody's bitching at Bush. People bitch at Clinton. Then the Bush at Bush. And then after Bush, it was who? Who was the president?
It was Obama.
Then the border crisis was still there and ICE, and look at all the problems that Obama is doing. And we're just dumb Americans. Oh my God, Obama! Oh. And then who's president after Obama?
Trump.
Trump. Same border crisis. Same border crisis. People are bitching about the borders and all this, and AOC was down there with the borders, yada, 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 right? All the Republicans had their little mouths shut about it. Now, who's the president?
Biden.
Biden. all the Republicans are opening up their mouths and complaining about the border crisis. Now it's a problem. Yeah. And we're just all dumb, hypocritical sheep listening to their bullshit.
It's the same with the war in Afghanistan and Iraq and all that.
Sure. But this hypocritical turning pivots by the politicians is the same thing being done by QAnon and all these conspiracy theorists. They'll lay out and vomit all this bullshit out on you, and then you'll go, here's proof that it doesn't. And they'll go, well, no, it's this and that and this and that.
You can't trust research. It's done by the government.
Well, right. But also, at some point, you just want to tell them, don't you think it's some basement-dwelling person behind a keyboard
is someone that wants to start shit in chaos.
A keyboard warrior,
and they get to
coming up with the most outrageous thing they can think of.
It's like a competition
to see who and how many people will believe it. And we watched a documentary on Slenderman.
Oh yeah.
It was a short movie or short story thing that this guy wrote for some competition thing, and someone took it and twisted it and blew it up. It never was real, but you had all these fucking people believing that it was real. And it was. Even the creator came out and said, I made it up for this competition thing. It's right. Not real. But you have people out there and doing Photoshop and
Fear
and all of that.
Powerful tools.
Straight lying. Yeah.
We saw that one person that was quote unquote missing.
Yeah.
But that wasn't ever missing. It's just.
Man.
And she had come out on YouTube and say, I am fucking right here. Same with the father, one of the fathers from one of the kids who were shot and killed at the St. Massacre. He was like, I have the death certificate. I have the autopsy report. I have all this stuff. And they're coming at me and harassing me, saying I'm lying and all of this stuff. And it's like, no matter. And he, I don't know how much money he spent trying to prove to these people that it was real, until he finally said, I can't prove to them that it's real, because they always dismiss it. They always come up with something else.
Oh, yeah.
And I can't keep doing this. And he had to stop.
Yeah,
because it was not good for his own mental health. And that's the thing. It's you want to believe in a conspiracy theory, by all means, believe in the conspiracy theory. But it's the same thing with consent and all this other stuff. When you start
hurting other people
mentally and physically and emotionally or whatever, or, you know, harming people... You no longer have a right.
I thought 9/11 was a conspiracy theory for a long time. And then I grew up a little bit and was like, huh, real fucking people actually fucking died.
Yeah.
Maybe trying to turn this into a conspiracy theory without any proof is a little fucking disrespectful.
Right.
But, you know.
But there's little poops before the building gets down there.
Right.
How possibly could that have been done besides explosives?
Well, and it's like there was no Holocaust. The people actually believe there was no Holocaust. Are you fucking kidding me? All these Jewish people fucking died. You see pictures of the Nazi soldiers standing over a fucking hole full of people in there.
Violence hasn't happened around me where I'm there to witness it with my own eyes, so it never fucking happened.
Let me ask you this. If a tree falls over in the woods and you're not around, does it still fall over?
No. Because I'm not there.
Apparently, the world doesn't revolve around a single person.
Reality
Thank
is perception.
You.
Anyways. But it's funny that in Germany, the Holocaust is taught in schools because they don't want to fall into their
It should honestly be taught fucking everywhere. Just so.
Wait, no. We can't teach certain things because of CRT. So
it has nothing to do with Americans, though.
Listen, don't worry.
Except we went over there
White history.
If they recognize racism in other countries, they might know it exists here.
No, white history. We, the white people, did the best. We just never like hurt no, it,
we, Native we didn't Americans hurt the, or nothing. We didn't hurt the in, we didn't hurt the indigenous people. We politely asked them to and provided transportation. Yes,
built them houses and gave them land and all that stuff.
I had
never backed down on any promises.
I had an unfortunate internet conversation with a person who openly admitted that they could not think of any other patterns in history of genocide other than the Holocaust. The only bit of information of history they knew, clearly. The never only genocide before. That has ever happened.
No other genocide.
But do you know why? Because it's not taught in schools, in American schools, that it was
That we also did genocide.
Wait, genocided people. Telling me that we had concentration camps during World War II for Asian people? I don't believe
it. No, because Walmart didn't exist.
Damn it.
You're building concentration camps under Walmart while we literally have children in cages on the borders. Like, we're not just openly doing this shit, but whatever.
Listen, I've seen the pedophile tunnels personally in Washington, D.C. under the White House. They're
but
there.
That goes, okay, so speaking of the tunnels, so
no.
do you think there's an actual tunnel underneath the Denver airport?
Yes, that's where the New World Order lives. And all the rich white people that run everything with the lizard people. And they will get Orange Toad to make super dark ninjas that can see in the dark and
fight them. Of someone capable
Orange
and
Toad.
Qualified to train a ninja assassin.
Listen.
It's dumb.
He shoots tan spray out of his freaking wrists at people.
Do you know how great being able to video film this one day will be just for the sheer factor of reactions? I'm in a lot of pain right now.
Yes.
I can't imagine.
And a bolt of lightning will come out of Orange Toad's ass.
Stop it. It just hurts. I want to say I can't imagine a society of people that never noticed all the satanic rituals, all the blood drinking, and all the pedophiles. But then I remember Epstein existed, and that did happen, and they did just watch it happen because, you know, they didn't have to be sneaky about it because parents were selling their children to this person.
But listen.
But that's fine because
Trump was never that
property, right?
Trump was never that person's.
Yes, women and children are property.
Clearly.
And if you're not white, you're property.
Did you not know that?
Dead.
White America.
Dead.
And anyone out there going, well, you're white. I get it.
You're aware
but
of.
I'm calling out stupid shit. I don't support stupid shit.
I understand.
You can be aware of your whiteness.
I understand the bullshit that was caught by us.
Yeah.
And I'm not afraid
and
to
I
talk
get,
about it.
Brothers out there, we didn't personally. I get that we didn't personally do a lot of stuff or any of the stuff, but it still happened.
Yeah.
It still happened by white people. It was still done by your race. So.
You have a whole
just
history
like,
of people
just
behind
like we,
you that should have done
like
fucking
we blame Germany now. If people born, if people that live in Germany, they're alive now, we associate with Nazis back in World War I and II. Even though they had nothing to do with it.
Yep.
And they don't support it. We still go, Germany, Nazi.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're from Germany, Nazi. Even though they're not.
Germany
still
is impressive to me, and Germany does a lot of things that I wish America would do, because Germany, you get to go to prison if you are caught Sieg Heiling. So.
Listen,
they don't take
Germany's on a different road. So, in a couple World Cups back when Germany won. Germany was so worried about the country coming together and celebrating and being a part of that, that it would start some kind of movement.
Oh my God.
That they would actually talk about it on the news and try to calm people down and all that other stuff. That's how focused they are on their history. And they know what's happening, and they want to prevent any other BS from happening.
Yes, let's celebrate our country, but also not be nationalists.
Yes, not be pieces of shit.
Let's face it, a lot of people over here do stuff because they, quote, think it's cool.
A lot of people over here do.
Or whatever, even though it's dicky and dickish and douchey.
Patriots. Patriotism here is ugly.
I'm not even talking about patriotism. A lot of people that are in, if they're not born into the white supremacy and they just join it, they're joining it for the most part because they think, oh, I'm going to be cool or I'm going to be badass or whatever to do it.
Rebel.
That's what they think. You can't convince me otherwise. It's like conspiracy theorist people. You can't convince me otherwise. You have, because you don't willingly go in there if you have common sense and join a group like that.
I think a lot of them are uneducated, but I also think it is 2021 and it is not a fucking excuse because at this point you're choosing to be.
I will say that there are educated people that do it. They are just blindly following pack mentality.
But educated people that do it probably also know that doing this gives them a bit of an upper hand.
That's enough. They think, if I do this, I'm going to be an alpha male.
No, because you had that teacher person in North Dallas that on Twitter was like, it doesn't matter, I'm not going to get in trouble. And her ass was found guilty and sent to jail. Or whatever. They think they're above the thing. So you got people that think that when people demonstrated at the Supreme Court for the very mistimed appropriation of the Supreme Court justice, and standing on the stairs and hitting the door and beating on it and all that kind of stuff, they never went inside, they never threatened all that kind of stuff. And somehow that equates to, well, that's why people stormed the Capitol and went in there and set chairs and desecrated everything like that. They equate those two as the exact same actions.
One was protesting, causing a just, you know, a disturbance or whatever. But yeah, they didn't actually break in.
Imagine
they didn't do a B&E.
If the left had managed to break fully into the White House, it would be a fucking shitstorm. You would have people out there blaming the fact that black people might be involved or the fact that queer people might be involved. But since it was a lot,
do you know what they said? They said that security should have stopped them from going in there. Security did try to stop them. Well, they knew the protesters were there. They should have had more security. You can't
shoot a white person in a group of a bunch of fucking white people. That's how fucking civil war starts.
But that's what they're saying. Well, they wanted them to break in there and go in there. It's a setup. They wanted them to go in there because then they could blame all of this stuff on them. Not thinking logical. These are the people who succumb to that, to all of this conspiracy theory, QAnon and New World Order bullshit.
Yes.
But you also have a lot of YouTubers and people that get on there and do it because it brings in the views.
People know that polarization will make them money.
Not that they believe it or anything.
What's her name? Candace what?
Owens?
No, shut the fuck up. Fuck that bitch. Sorry.
Candace Owens?
I'm so mad right now.
That's that play too, right? God. Yeah. Oh,
fuck.
No. Oh, okay. I'm just wondering.
Doesn't matter that other black people are suffering under me. I made my money.
That's right. Thanks, white people.
I wish I could just drop my moral compass and play to this because Do you know how much money I could make as a trans person of color defending the right? Do you know how much money they will give me to be a token?
How much? But it comes down to this. How much are you willing to sell yourself for?
What's the figure, love? What's the figure? Let's make some calls. How much money we want?
Shit.
Is there one?
Do I get to ruin the operation at the end?
No.
Damn it.
You gotta be silent the rest of your life and live with your millions of dollars.
I don't think I can be comfortable with the inevitable hate crimes that are going to end up with people killed because of stupid shit that I said.
Right.
And
that's the thing.
God damn. Why do you have to be a decent person? We could have been rich.
You have, like I said, you have people from every kind of political background and every kind of background think that conspiracy theories. I mean, if you think of fucking birds aren't real because they're all robots, I mean, people actually think that and the world's flat. I get it.
9/11 was absolutely a
quote. We're not going into all that again.
Was a quote.
Birds are robots?
No, stop it.
But, I mean, so it's not far-fetched that people believe this, but, like, I mean...
I mean, 9/11 is, in my opinion, a more left-leaning conspiracy theory.
If someone brings something logical, actually answer the fucking question. Don't say my proof is coming. I have it.
Why not? That's easy.
You know, we have...
I don't have to defend and debate you and look like a jackass.
For sake of legal reasons, I won't say... it's solid proof, but I will say we had a president that had quite a lot of sexual allegations coming from minors about him, and QAnon wants him to
what are you talking about?
Be the president again.
What? Just grab that pussy and go somewhere with it.
So
I can't make I can't say anything about the comment I've made. I got a filthy mouth and a filthy mind.
I'm just saying, there's one that has more evidence.
The difference is I'm not running for fucking office. That's the difference.
I want to know.
I don't care what that is. I don't care that was said.
Where these satanic cult meetings are happening.
All over the place.
Where is my invitation? I don't know where these fucking lizard people are. But, do you think that the lizard conspiracy theory thing goes back, is so strong now? Because people think that aliens once lived here or were here or whatever and brought in technology and all that.
Conspiracy theories are stronger now than ever before because of internet.
Yeah.
No, I know. But, I mean, you do have, like, the On the Ancient Aliens series out there.
The fucking aliens guy.
Oh, my God. All I can see is black hair and him stone. He looks like he's stone going, alien.
Your head's got to be somewhere special to be like this.
But they did. Some historians are divided. Some say they were good aliens here to teach and all that, and some say they were here to control and manipulate and kill and all that.
That's history. That's science. That's philosophy, isn't it? Being willing to know that. It may or may not true, but you don't fucking know and you don't have any goddamn proof.
They're calling it fact. They're theorizing.
So what's the difference between a conspiracy and a theory?
What's the difference between a conspiracy theory?
When the conspiracy stops being just a theory...
And becomes a fact.
Listen.
But the aliens is just a theory. It's
right.
People
don't claim it as fact.
It's a big old maybe. It's a big old, we'll never fucking know we weren't here. We could do as much scientific deduction as we want. We will probably never fucking know. And we're just going to have to be okay with that.
That's the thing. People are okay with not knowing.
Fuck.
That's
how dare I not have control.
That was a common thread on the documentaries that we watched that I picked up on is they don't like not knowing.
You gotta know something.
You know, if you're a politician, you're not allowed to have any privacy. You have to have cameras on you 24/7 to make sure you're not participating in any satanic cult.
Just like the high profile celebrities and stuff. People actually think that they are owed every second of their life.
Just to make sure you're not murdering. Where are these babies even coming from?
I don't know. But
is there a harm of children? No, there's sex warehouses where women are cattled up, bent over for rich old white people to produce babies in order for them to be pedophiliac with. And then once they're done being pedophiliac with, they can slit their throats and drink all the good blood.
What's the show that we watched that I told you if you ever show me a show like that again, I will divorce you with the vampires and the guy and the kid?
Strain.
That freaking thing. I couldn't stop watching it because I had to know, but I hated that kid. I hated the ending.
So Strain.
Spoiler alert.
Goes off of this, been talking about. S-T-R-A-I-N.
Thanks.
Yeah.
It goes off of the theory that, quote unquote, vampires, so we'll call them rich white people.
But it's not all rich white people, because evidently Donald Trump's the same, but go on.
True. But have farms of people just taking their blood.
It has to be a certain kind of blood.
Right. Taking their blood in order to live. Hence, warehouse of women so the rich white people can fuck them to produce the babies that they want to have sex with or kill and take the adrenaline protein thing. Strain was a TV show to help ease the fact that this is happening now in society.
Did you just call this movie or series or whatever the fuck it is predictive programming?
I did.
I'm going to pelt you.
I am making my own conspiracy theory right now. So
much pain.
So that was just showing us how the rich white people get the babies to fuck and the babies...
Never say that again.
...to drink the blood from. Listen, I'm a shock jock. Deal with it. So... Strain was that
they had to have A type blood. I can't remember if it was A or A plus or A negative or whatever.
Don't derail my conspiracy theory. The main vampire person in that show was Donald Trump, and that's how he got the control of everything. And Donald Trump eventually, just like the QAnon want, will secede to Kennedy Jr. Kennedy Jr. is the kid of that person in this show. And eventually the kid takes over and runs everything. So that show is proving that QAnon is correct in their conspiracy theory of what's happening right there now today with Kennedy Jr. and Donald Trump. You're welcome.
I 100%.
Please don't watch it.
I 100% think you, if you're into that, watch it. I hate the kid and I hate the ending.
There is.
And some other stuff in there, I'm like, why the fuck would you do that? But I mean, I get what you're referencing and everything. It does fit into that. But
there is some alt-right motherfucker listening to what has just happened right now. Nodding, going, liberals do that, liberals do that. Wait, Donald Trump.
That's okay. Listen, when you put it on Wikipedia, I want to be called J. Just single J, just the letter. So I'll be the founder, just say J.
So there's another show out there, it's on Hulu, and they also say that it's where we're going as a country, as a society, or whatever, Handmaid's Tale. Have you seen her? Okay. I've only watched a couple of episodes.
Isn't that the abortion thing?
No. I know the gist of it based on like the previews and some of the stuff that I've seen like on Facebook and TikTok, people referring to it. So basically what happened was, so it starts out regular, you know, these you know, this girl is with this guy, that kid, his friend. So the girl and the two girls are going like to work, and they stop into the coffee shop like they do every morning, and they go to scan their card because they bought something and doesn't go through. Trying, doesn't go through. She calls the husband. The husband's like, I'll figure it out. The guy that they were going to, the store that this guy owned that they were going to every morning, because they were dressed in regular clothes, basically were calling them whores and telling them they shouldn't be out without a man and all of this. Uh-huh. So it's basically slowly the government took over and took all the money that women had and all the accounts that women had and gave it to either their brother, their father, or their husbands. And then it flashes back and forth, so I'm not really sure, but it cuts to where the girl and her husband and kid are running, and the husband gets shot. Mm-hmm. And they get close to the Canadian border, because this is just America. They get close to the Canadian border. They end up getting grabbed and taken. Girl gets sent away to a school where they raise kids. She gets sent and placed with a family to have sex with the husband because the woman can't get pregnant. She's a handmaiden. She basically does what a handmaiden would do. Take care of the house, do this, that, but she would have to go and have sex with the husband when she ovulated. And I kind of stopped watching after that, but in the end, like on one of those seasons, like she ends up finding the sister of her husband and everything, and they make a break for it. Well, while they were making a break for it, she sees her daughter. And so she stays to, you know, try and get her daughter. But basically, that's all women were. If you weren't fertile, you were shipped off to a camp where you would die. Basically,
this sounds
and they like, only kept the fertile ones in place with a family to have that family's baby.
Sounds like
while the woman was
cishet white, while the our fantasy,
while the handmaid was in there having the child, the rich white woman of the husband was in a separate room going through a mock pregnancy. So all the other handmaidens from other families were in there tending to this woman fixing to have a child, actual child. No drugs, no nothing. And all of the other rich white women from the other families were in there pampering and taking care of the woman faking having a child because they were simulating and she could feel the child being born. I had to stop watching it.
Yeah.
This
fucking Christ. What did we miss on QAnon?
Is so unrealistic because I know but a lot about of people started comparing off the top of my head that would start lighting shit on fire.
No, but yeah. So while I get what they were doing there,
yeah.
It's also
it's a bit of a stretch.
I don't think that would happen, but there are a lot of people that think that is a foretelling or foreshadowing of what's
it's,
coming.
It's not supposed to be. It's supposed to be a cautionary tale.
Exactly.
It's not
crazy.
Bound to reality, unless you want it to be, you fucking psychos. But
did we miss anything that you want to talk about?
I
don't, on QAnon or anything.
I'm gonna be.
Mandy is really interested.
I am. I'm gonna get you riled up. Rile you up. So, how about talk about the person who said Stranger Things? Was
I will real. Fucking not. Anyways, that's our podcast.
So, if you want a preference on where this country is going, and what was it called again? What are the shows called again?
What do you mean?
Something programming?
Predictive.
Predictive programming. If you want
don't
a real world.
Name.
No, if you want a real world. Predictive programming in movie form, go watch Idiocracy. That is where we're headed.
You have no hope for
in
people.
This world. We're going to be so dumb that we're going to think an electrolyte drink is what plants need. So I leave you with that. Good luck, listeners. We love you. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Put J on my conspiracy theory on Wikipedia. Bye.